After breaking off the fighting of June 11, 1864, Confederate General Wade Hampton's cavalry division withdrew to a position near here. General Matthew C. Butler's South Carolinians spent the next morning preparing a stout defensive position along the bed of the Virginia Central Railroad. You were standing near the point of the L-shaped line Butler established to block Union General Philip H. Sheridan's route to Gordonsville. A few yards from here, the apex of that line became known as the Bloody Angle during the heavy fighting later that day. Colonel Richard H. Dulaney and Colonel Gilbert J. Wright's brigade supported the South Carolinians and extended the line past the Ogg House and along the Charlottesville Road. The Danny Store and Gentry Farm occupied the narrow ridge to your front. Behind this narrow ridge was the staging area for numerous Union assaults on the Confederate line. After spending the morning of June 12 destroying more than 3 miles of the Virginia Central Railroad and burning Trevilian Station, General Alfred T.A. Torbert's Union Cavalry Division moved out toward Gordonsville about 2 p.m. The horse soldiers soon encountered Butler's strong defensive works, and General George A. Custer's Wolverines deployed to attack them.
George!
The 1st Michigan, supported by the 7th Michigan, assaulted along the railroad tracks and was repulsed with heavy losses. They withdrew and were no factor in the rest of the day's fighting. During the afternoon of June 12, 1864, General Matthew C. Butler's fatigued South Carolinians repulsed 7 separate attacks on the Bloody Angle by General Wesley Merritt's and Colonel Thomas C. Devens' dismounted troopers of General Alfred T.A. Torbert's divisions. By the 7th attack, the main lines of battle lay only a few yards apart.
Fire!
Union artillerist Lieutenant Edward B. Williston's guns blasted away at the South Carolinians at point-blank range, a feat for which Williston later received the Medal of Honor. Almost out of ammunition, Butler's men grimly hung on. In mid-afternoon, General Fitzhugh Lee's division arrived in support after a lengthy flank march from Louisa Courthouse. General William C. Wickham's brigade joined Butler, while General Lumford L. Lomax's brigade went around the Union right flank about half a mile up the Gordonsville Road. As Merritt made his 7th Union attack, Lomax had his cavalrymen and a battery of artillery in position to strike the unsuspecting Torbert's flank. Lomax launched his attack, supported by the rest of the Confederate force, shattering Torbert's lines and sending the Federals retreating toward the ruins of Trevilian Station. Left with no alternative and low on ammunition, General Philip H. Sheridan broke off the battle and withdrew across the North Anna River that night, leaving General Wade Hampton in possession of the battlefield. By defeating Sheridan, Hampton thwarted his plan to join General David Hunter's army and protected the Virginia Central Railroad, the link to the Shenandoah Valley, the breadbasket of the Confederacy. You may proceed west on Route 33 about 3/10 of a mile until you reach the Trevilian's Elementary School. This was the location of the Confederate flanking movement. Carefully turn into the school, turn around and head back to Louisa on Route 33, and then Route 33-22. 4 miles from Trevilian, as you approach the town, turn left onto West Street, Route 666. Be careful at the railroad crossing and continue to the cemetery which is just past Purcell Lumber Company. There is also an optional stop 10, which due to your proximity may be your choice at this time. Should you choose to use it, please continue west to Gordonsville to the Historical Museum on Main Street.